Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, I have a good topic for you today. I'm excited. Can you tell? Can you hear my voice? I have a guest today. Her name is Roberta Taylor. Roberta, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
I heard you snicker. I said, I'm going to go ahead and get you on. I heard you snickering at me. So, but no, that's good. I'm glad you share my enthusiasm. Roberta is, she is a board certified coach, and her website is pathmaking.com. She's got a bachelor's of science degree from the State University of New York, master's in development psychology from Rollins College, and she's received her coach training through the Institute for Life Coach Training. And her expertise, this is why she's on the program here, her expertise is helping couples plan for retirement transition. What do you know? So it's not just financial planners like me trying to help people make that retirement transition, but also coaches and people with a psychology orientation helping people as well, like Roberta. So you've got a book, Couples Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together.
Yes.
Tell me about it. I love it.
Well, the original title was The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Transitioning to the Second Half of Life. But I will tell you that the book is coming out again. It was picked up by a publisher.
Oh, cool.
And it's coming out in August with the new subtitle.
Very nice.
And the book is exactly what it says. My colleague and I did several focus groups, talked with our clients, talked with our colleagues and friends to understand what were the challenges, the dilemmas, the opportunities that couples were really facing as they looked towards retirement transition. And what we came up with was these 10 conversations that, unfortunately, the majority of people don't have for various reasons.
Well, that was going to be my first question, is why aren't they having those conversations? They don't know how, they're afraid.
All of the above.
Okay.
They're
waiting for me to have that conversation with them when they come into my office.
Well, why they don't have the conversation is often because they don't realize that they need to have those conversations. Mm. Or they may realize that they need to have a conversation about money, about where they're going to live, about how they're going to spend their time together. But bringing it up, thinking about it and bringing it up are two different things. And many couples have, you know, years and years, if they've been married long-term, of various things that have happened, maybe some things that haven't been resolved. And to open up a conversation that may be somewhat challenging or difficult can be very threatening for couples.
Well,
those are a few reasons.
Yeah, and those right there are plenty enough to want to get a copy of your book, Roberta. And I just noticed, I hadn't realized it, but your co-author, Dorian,
Mentor, yes.
She has been a guest on my program as well.
Uh-huh.
So you've teamed up with a powerhouse there. Good for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm sure she'd say the same about you. So tell us, you know, I guess there's so many things I want to ask you. I guess the big thing here is that this isn't a conversation you wait and have after you've already retired and you're sitting around looking at each other and a couple of lazy boys, right? And this is something you talk about when you are thinking about your money in retirement and how you're going to do these things. And you know, maybe you have these conversations just as deliberately as you have the conversation with a guy like me, the financial planner. About the money part, you have all this conversation, you know, kind of as right alongside it, right?
That's right, yeah.
They
really intertwine. I mean, obviously, the financial piece is so important But you really need to know what your goals are. You know, what's your dream? What do you want to do in the next part of your life? And how they fit together. Can you afford what you want to do?
Oh, that's a great point.
How much money is enough? You know, what can you do with the resources you have? So financial planning and life planning are very much aligned.
Well, and I guess you've answered my question, because I was going to say, why is it important to plan for retirement? And you've hit it on the head. I want to hit a couple of key things. But one of the things I want to ask you is, what are some of the most common issues that you see that come up for couples as they have some of these, you know, these critical conversations?
The issues that seem to come up more prevalently, they may not be the most important issues, but they are the issues that come up for people. Number one seems to be, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but 24/7 with my husband. If you ask a woman, what do you think it's going to be like? What are going to be the challenges when he retires and is home more? And maybe she's been home, she's been working from home, or, you know, she's kind of managed the space.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, women mm-hmm. will say 24/7 with my husband.
Mm-hmm. The bull in the china shop.
Yes, right.
You don't have to sugarcoat it. Roberta, I know what you're talking about. I married you for dinner, not for lunch.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's a lot, and there is a natural tendency, and it's not necessarily always men, but it often is. There's, you know, it's a territorial thing. It's the, you know, the alpha male thing, and I we get it. We know. A lot of us know who we are, but you know, I think that how you're going to spend your time. I think also expectations about how, you know, what different visions of what retirement means to them. You know, the husband may think that means 4 or 5 rounds of golf a week, and I'm going to go sailing, and I'm going to play racquetball with my buddies, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And no, I'm not going to mow the yard now. We pay a yard guy now. We're going to keep on paying them. So just the basic expectations of what we're going to do with our time, and how. And then you mentioned the budgeting and traveling, and you know, I had somebody the other day make an off-the-wall comment about travel. One of them said something to the other, and the other one looked at like they were crazy.
Yes.
About the type of travel they were expecting to do.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's those common expectations.
Yes. One of the other main issues is, where are we going to live? Are we going to downsize?
Good point.
Are we going to move into a condo? Are we going to move to the West Coast where our kids are living? That's a big issue for couples, and they often have very different ideas about that and have, more often than not, made assumptions.
That's the key, is the assumptions.
Right,
you know,
right,
well, I get a gold star, Roberta, because my wife and I have already talked about, as soon as the last kid's out, we sell the house and we move to a condo on the beach. We've already had that conversation.
Sounds good to me. Good for you.
Good planning. If you're just joining us, well, you're hopefully enjoying it. Roberta Taylor is my guest. The book is The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, and the website, pathmaking.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply, or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, Roberta Taylor is on the line with me, and she's written the book with her co-author, Dorian Mensur, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together. Pathmaking.com is the website. And, you know, I want to shift gears here, and hopefully I don't lose half the audience, but I'll take the risk here, Roberta, that I want to talk about one of the things I know that you stress in your book and on a lot of what you are involved in, and it's about how couples can learn to communicate more effectively.
Yes.
And as soon as a guy hears that, he goes, oh boy, Here we go. I'm not communicating effectively enough. But it's not just a male issue, and everybody knows that. But it tends to be that, you know, okay, again, we know who we are. So help us without, I mean, I know it can be perceived as a touchy-feely topic, but how can we, especially as it relates to some of these very important conversations, how can we be more effective with our communication?
Mm-hmm. Right. Great question. It's not really so much a touchy-feely topic.
Okay.
And in many ways, I mean, it is, but it's also a very practical topic. Like, how are you going to make these decisions together? How are you going to talk about these important issues? And I think one of the problems or one of the obstacles that gets in the way is when, you know, one person, usually the woman, is bringing up, you know, we really have to talk about this. We really need to decide about this. So it's often being perceived as a demand or a threat.
Ooh,
or like you said, oh my gosh, now I want to go into my cave.
Yep.
And
running.
Yes, rather than saying, you know, something like, you know, I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
Feels like a very important topic to me. Would you be willing to talk about it with me? And so there, in order to communicate, there needs to be some kind of implicit or explicit agreement that, yes, we can have this conversation.
That's very good, Roberta.
Yeah.
I like it because, you know, as you were describing that, and I'm putting myself in that couple's and the response from the guy, if I'm the guy in that situation, yeah, sure, we can talk about it. Just a little insight for women out there, and I'll play amateur psychologist here if you don't mind indulging me, Roberta. It's, you know, it's that if a guy feels like they're being reprimanded, it's hurricane shutters are going down and we're locking up tight.
That's right.
And
I
so
understand
that's
that. Yeah.
So that's the thing that, you know, the woman, if she's going to have that conversation, has got to be careful about.
Right. And but, you know, one of the problems, David, is that the woman is often anxious.
Of course.
She wants
information. She should be.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
these are big stakes. And I again, from a financial planner standpoint, Roberta, I've had couples come in and, you know, especially if the woman has not been as involved in the finances, mm-hmm. which is not unusual, as you know.
Yep.
And, you know, they're very anxious. And I had one not long ago. I felt like I was going to have to reach up and peel her off the ceiling. I mean, and but here's the thing. It's understandable. You know, it's something that getting engaged and getting involved, and it goes without saying that women need to be involved with their finances. But these conversations, they're just critical.
Yes.
And I applaud you for being so on it.
Yes. And being able to agree that one person talks at a time and the other person listens, and then checking out, this is what I heard you say. Is that correct? What's so important to you? Help me understand what's so important to you about that. So really checking out those assumptions and listening for what is important to your partner and why he or she is thinking about a certain conversation.
I love that, Roberta. Listening to understand, not listening to prepare a reply.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Totally different concept.
Yes. Roberta Taylor's our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's written the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together, all with one breath, and it's worth a full breath. Pathmaking.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We are back. If you're just joining us, Roberta Taylor's on the line with me, and she's written the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together, pathmaking.com. A lot of good stuff over at pathmaking.com. I've already been there, and there's a lot of resources to take a look at. A lot of stuff that goes on with couples and making the transition into retirement. Another thing I wanted to get to, if we could, Roberta, is a term I've heard described that kind of goes alongside the financial planning process, which, of course, I'm very familiar with, is a concept or term, money coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that about?
Well, we all have integrated, from the time we were very young, beliefs about money. What is money supposed to do? Is it okay to spend it? Should you be saving it? All kinds of beliefs that get in there from, of course, our families, our parents, and other significant others. And those beliefs turn into patterns. So we all have patterns around money, and most people don't understand where they came from or why they have the attitudes that they do about money. I'll give you an example. I'm working with a woman who is in the corporate world. She's transitioning. She really wants to retire. She's had a very successful career in biotech and has made a lot of money, in the millions. And one of her greatest fears is that she's going to be a bag lady.
Oh, my gosh.
And I hear that a lot.
Studies have shown that's real. That fear is real.
It is real. It's a real fear. And so with money coaching, you begin to help the person look at where, what do you believe and where did that come from? You know, what were the messages you got? How were you first introduced to money? How has that affected, impacted your attitudes today? And when people begin to see that there are things that they learn that are just not accurate or just don't work for them, they then can start to transform some of those beliefs so that it fits much more realistically and more successfully into their lives.
Very interesting. Well, so they've got this, we've got this stamp on us, you know, kind of like the old certificates, stock certificates or whatnot with that corporate seal that's the thing you squeeze. We've got that on us, imprinted on our, you called them patterns, on our brain. And those things are often introduced early. And so, but you're sharing with us, Roberta, that that's something that we can understand, identify, understand it, and then, you know, begin to change how we view if some of those are negative associations, like the one you mentioned with the woman who's, you know, multi-million and still has that very real fear.
And it's particularly helpful with couples.
Yes.
Because here you have two people coming with their own beliefs and patterns, and they don't understand how the other one is operating around money or why.
It's fascinating to me, you know, I have to be careful not to be distracted by it, but it's very interesting to me when I'm working with couples, Roberta, that very, very often they are saying the exact same thing, but they think they're arguing. And it's just fascinating. And that's where I, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes I feel like I have to, I actually will say, you're saying the same thing. Stop. because of what you said, they come at it from a very different perspective. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. And the other element, which is not necessarily gender-based, which I would love your take on, Roberta, is that you'll have very often, you know, the old saying opposites attract, you'll have the saver and the spender.
Yes.
And not necessarily gender-based. And so there's no, the stereotypes are not true. And they go with that. So what do you make about that frictional component of this as well? That's a whole other element to this.
Right.
That people really need to recognize and come to some balance with.
One of the things, and I'll give you an example from my own marriage. My husband is a spender. He is passionate about everything. I think it's in the book. I use the example of going on vacation, and you know how you wander around the streets and you come to a jewelry store, and I'll look in the jewelry store and I'll say, "Isn't that pretty?"
That's all he needs to hear.
Before I know it, he's whipped out his credit card.
Yeah.
I don't want it. It's just, I'm just admiring it. And so my feeling is, you know, I don't deprive myself, but I'm also much more frugal because that's how I grew up.
Yeah. So it goes back to what you said, about the upbringing.
Right. And I never used, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I never used credit cards for the longest time.
Yeah.
And this is you know, another marriage. It's not my first marriage. And he's actually my high school boyfriend. And when we started kind of noticing that about each other, you know, he pointed out to me, there's nothing wrong with using credit cards. You know, in fact, you can get Sky Miles and get tickets.
If you spend enough, you can get something free. Oh, that's good. That's good.
So we have helped each other to change our perspective.
I love it. I love it. Roberta Taylor's on the line with us. The book is The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together, appearing in jewelry stores wherever you are. And the website is pathmaking.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. Roberta Taylor's on the line with me. And as you've heard me say, she's written this very interesting book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together. Planmaking.com is her website for a lot of other good stuff. And one of the things I saw on your website, and I know that you talk about in your book, Roberta, is a little twist on the way people look at retirement. And you say not growing old together, but growing whole together.
Yes.
And I love that. Yes. So, you know, we got a couple minutes. I'd love for you to share with me what you're conveying there.
Well, you know, I was just saying this to a friend I had lunch with today, that I recently turned 70 and she's turning 60. And I said, you know, the wonderful part of getting older, and you've got to look at what the positive side is that we have the wisdom of our experience.
Oh, yeah.
And what we know is that as we continue learning, we continue growing. So that's so important, particularly today when people are living longer and healthier lives. So we're going to be around for a longer period of time.
Sure.
Do you want to, as you said before, you know, sit on the couch and just kind of, you know, stare at the TV? Or do you want to continue to learn and grow and do things together and be alive?
Trade that lazy boy in on a jet ski.
That's right. There you go.
Do you take trade-ins? This thing will massage your back, but I want to get out there on the water. I love that, though. I mean, because I think, all this goes together, again, from the financial standpoint. This all goes together because one of the things, Roberta, I've seen in my industry is there's this concept that, you know, your income should always be going up. That's supposed to be this nice, pretty graph that goes up, you know, all the way up and always continues until it hits 100. And that sounds great, but that's not the way people live. And so to your point about how are we going to live and what are we going to do, that ironically isn't just important for the couple, but it's really helpful for the planner like me to say, what are you guys going to do? Let's talk about it. And hopefully they've already talked about it, because then I can make sure that the cash flow matches their plans for their lifestyle. Maybe there needs to be that money needs to move from all this extra money that we're, you know, out there from 80 to 90 or 90 to 100, and we bring that to 60 to 70, kind of front loaded if they plan to see the world.
That's right, yeah.
And so I can't do that unless they've had that conversation, which is why I love what you're doing.
Yes. And don't you find that an important question that couples need to ask themselves is, how much is enough?
Oh, yeah. I hate to pick on the guys, but sometimes that's the conversation. In fact, I said it just a few days ago. I said to the gentleman, you've won. You're done. You're good. Stop. Focus just on accumulation. We need to protect some of this money. We need to use it for income. You've won. And for some people, that's a difficult transition, especially if they've been a saver and accumulator all their life.
Yes.
Fascinating stuff, Roberta.
It really is.
Well, I'm so glad you came on my program, and we'll have to have you back another time and come back with another topic. Roberta Taylor's our guest. The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Creating an Amazing New Life Together is the book. Pathmaking.com is the website. Roberta, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.